is no earthly amount of monetary measure you can put on a virtuous woman, because she's better than silver, gold, and every other precious metal and stone there is. Her worth is greater than all of those things. Listen at this. The Bible says, verse 11, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil. Verse 12, she will do him good and not evil all the days, not of his life, of her life. That's why it goes back to verse 10. Read it. Oh, y'all slow this morning. Y'all slow. Let me read 11 and 12 again. Maybe you'll get it. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Now read verse 10 again. Yes, sir. Now, when this man has that kind of complete trust and confidence in that woman, my brothers and sisters, you are talking about not only a soulmate, but you're talking about a good team that the enemy in hell cannot destroy. If his heart safely trusts in her, he knows that, and the word says she will do him good all the days of her life. He knows he ain't got to worry about no other situation, no other person, no other problem. He knows she's got his back, his front, his up, his down, his in, his out. He knows if he can't trust nobody else, he knows he can trust her. He knows that he can depend on her. Listen at this now. That's a virtuous woman. He knows that he can bring his paycheck home and put it in her hand, and she's going to do the right thing with it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not go out in the mall and buy stuff and then hide it up in the back of the closet and bring it out later talking about, ooh, I've been having this, baby. I've been having this for 3 months. Yeah, you've been having it for 3 months. You know, and then one day he happened to be homesick and he got creditors calling him. He's like, what do you mean I'm behind 3 months? Hey. Then he gets a hard luck stir from you. But baby, you know it was like this here. And then you bring him all of this kind of money. He don't want it. Man, work hard for his money. If he works. Y'all will catch that one on your way home too.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do 3 things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice Trusting is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes. There's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide. Yeah, He will provide before your eyes. Oh, He will, He will.
So
I'm living.
What you've done for me.
Sometimes I don't know what to say.
Cause Lord, you take my breath away.
You take my breath away. Say,
if I was a writer,
what you've done for me.
My victory was won. Lord, I know.